welcome to this wonderful Monday afternoon. I hope you've all enjoyed this wonderful weekend. It was a little bit rainy out this weekend, and it was a little bit gloomy, but I hope you all stayed in and stayed dry and wasn't too wet over here. Okay, everybody, we're going to go on to our usual routine where we see what's up here at Dominican. On November 3rd, we have a 12 p.m. and 2:30 men's and women's soccer versus Chamonix. On Saturday, November 5th, we have 12 and 2:30. We have men's and women's soccer versus BYU in Hawaii. And Friday, November 11th, we have 7 p.m. volleyball versus Point Loma. On Saturday, November 12th, we have 7 p.m. volleyball versus Fresno. On Monday, November 14th, 2016, we have 7 p.m. volleyball versus Hawaii Hilo. On Wednesday, November 16th, we have 7 p.m. men's basketball versus Chico State. On November 18th, we have 5:30 women's basketball versus Cal State. And Saturday, November 19th, we have 5:30 women's basketball versus San Francisco. Make sure you tune in on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to DJ Diamond on Hollywood Clits. Hey, everybody. Okay. Welcome again to the Boombox Show, where music enhances your show. I'm your host, DJ Jams. Today, last time you heard me talking about reggae. And today, we're going to listen to R&B, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about Motown as well. All right, everybody. So, the definition of R&B and Motown. The definition of Motown is a pop-influenced style of rhythm and blues associated with the city of Detroit and with numerous black vocalists and vocal groups since the 1950s. R&B, also abbreviated for rhythm and blues, is a kind of pop music of African-American origin with a soulful vocal style featuring improvisation. I'm going to start introducing you guys to the history of both Motown and to rhythm. We're going to start about rhythm and blues, R&B. Rhythm and blues, R&B, which combines soulful singing and strong black beat, was the most popular music created by and for African American between the end of World War II, 1941 through 1945, and the early 1960s. Such Georgia artists as Ray Charles, Little Richard, and James Brown rank among the most influential and innovative R&B performers. Surging employment during World War II accelerated the migration of the rural poor to cities and helped create a younger, more urban black audience. By 1946, the decade-long dominance of swing music was fading, but the demand for exciting dance music remained. Early R&B artists broke away from the big band formula by typically performing in small combos and emphasizing blues-style vocals and song structures. Saxophone and piano were still prominent, but electric guitar and bass added volume and intensity, making the new sound ideal for radio and jukeboxes. Billboard magazines coined the term rhythm and blues to rename it its Race Records chart in 1949, reflecting changes in the social status, economic power, and musical tastes of African Americans, promoted new independently owned records and radio stations marketed to blacks, R&B, and also captured the imagination of young white audience and led directly to the popularity of rock and roll. The focal point for early R&B in Georgia, Atlanta, was where venues like the Municipal Auditorium, the 81 Theater, and the Royal Peacock Club offered live acts. WERD, purchased by J.B. Blayton in 1949, was one of the first black-owned radio stations in the country, and it is R&B community. Started a late-night R&B show on WGST in 1949 and became prominent local talent scout and promoter. In 1956, he purchased WAOK, hired an integrate staff, and switched it to an R&B format. One of the many local artists popularized on Sears broadcasts, Piano Reed, developed a barrel house style, a loud percussive type of blues piano suitable for noisy bars or taverns. Perryman played around pre-war Atlanta with blues greats Barbecue Bob, Robert Hicks, and Blind Willie McTeedle. He released 5 R&B 10 top hits in 1951 and charted again as Dr. Fleetwood in early 1960s. For many years, he was the house pianist at Muhlenbrink's Saloon in underground Atlanta. Chuck Willis was singing at block parties, dances, and talent shows in Atlanta when he met Zena Sears, who became his manager. Willis had hits on both the R&B and pop charts from 1956 to 1958. And then Richard Penman advised himself as the originator, the emancipator, and the architect of rock and roll. His claim, though arrogant, is well warranted. Known for his elastic singing and pounding piano, the Mekon porn performer released a series of wildly energetic records from 1955 to 1956, including Long Tally Sally, Rip It Up, and Tutti Frutti, that crossed over from the R&B chart to the pop chart. He appeared in several early rock and roll movies, and his hits were recovered but not surpassed by Pat Boone and the Beatles. No R&B performer has been more influential than the singer and bandleader James Brown. Brought up in Augusta, Brown became known as the hardest working man in show business for his relentless touring and explosive stage performances. His first hit was Please, Please, Please in 1956. His million-selling Live Apollo album in 1963 achieved unprecedented crossover success, starting with Papa's Got a Brand New Bag and I Got You, I Feel Good. In 1965, Brown evolved a new funky style that emphasized intense rhythmic interplay between vocal horns, guitar, and drums. He was a constant presence on both R&B and pop charts through the social turmoil of the 1960s and the early 1970s, and achieved recognition not only as a performer, but as a symbol of black pride and self-sufficiency. That's interesting. And actually, James Brown, if you guys have ever seen the movie James Brown, which is a document on his life, it's pretty powerful and pretty interesting. It just shows about his success and how he became who he is. All right, next we are going to move on to Motown. Above the front windows, Motown Records, Detroit headquarters, was a sign that read Hitsville, USA, placed there by Motown founder Berry Gordy soon after his company moved into the modest home at 2648 W. Boulevard. The sign demonstrated Gordy's blazing and at the time unearned arrogance. Then the sullen came true. Founded in January 12, 1959, Motown quickly became another Detroit factory where the big three produced automobiles. Motown assembled the soul and pop classics that changed America. There's no hyperbole in that statement. Arriving at the height of the civil rights movement, Motown was a black-owned, black-centered business that gave white Americans something they just could not get enough of. Joyous and sad, romantic, groovin', movin' music. A former boxer and automobile worker, Berry Gordy was a songwriter who, at the urging of Smokey Robinson, a songwriter 10 years younger than Gordy, he decided to establish Motown Records. The two had become friends earlier, and Robinson, who was the lead singer of a band called The Miracles, produced, wrote, and sang several of the Motown's most memorable hits, including the label's first smash song, Shop Around, in 1960. A year later, Please, Mr. Postman by The Marvelettes was the label's first number one song. It would not be the last. Over the next decade, the sheer number of the charts topping artists, musicians, and groups produced by Motown defied comprehension. Martha and the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Temptations, the Four Tops, Diana Ross, and the Supremes, Gladys Knight and Pips, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, and Marvin Gaye all became part of what came to be known as the Motown Sound. It is rumored that Gordy modeled his hit Factory after the Detroit car assembly line that he knew so well. Make a good product, then make something similar. Make it quick. Over here were the songwriters Robinson and the team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland. Over there was the talent Stevie Wonder, whom the label discovered when he was 11. Marvin Gaye, who wanted so much to be a jazz crooner before he became into his own in the late 60s. And above all, Diana Ross, whom the label put its stake in early on, and who was told so many times that she was a star that she drove off one of the Supremes before getting a launch to her solo career. In a neglected crooner were the session musicians, the Funk Brothers, who played on how many hits? God knows how many hit songs. Let's just say a lot. So, what was the Motown sound? Great melodies, lots of tambourine and hand clapping, blaring horns, interplay between the lead singer and his or her backup vocals, driving bass lines, foot slapping, and drum parts. In his still central Motown history, Where Did Our Love Go? Nelson George writes, Motown chief engineer Mike McLean, Motown's recordings can be partially traced to the company's reliance on the piece of equipment. They knew people would be listening on their car stereos and their transistor sets, and they were going to do what make their songs sound good, memorable. Even if you couldn't put your fingers on it, when a Motown song came on, you knew it. How interesting is that? That was the start of Motown. That's very interesting. I knew that Motown was an old sounding song, but I had no idea that it started back like in the 50s and 60s. Motown's been around a long time. I didn't even know that R&B started back when the World War I and World War II were going on. That's very some interesting information. Next, we are going to move on some of the types of R&B music. Now, Motown is also another form of R&B music, but we also have a few others that are there. The first one we have is dance. And dance music can be like electronic kind of music, or dance could be when we have guitars and drums and saxophones. Like back in the old days, dance would be like swing dancing, where people would go onto a dance floor and do like square dancing or something on there, and they just form a bunch of different dances and just dance around and enjoy themselves. And dance can be also be in the form where you're listening to a DJ and you are just dancing around, making a fool of yourself. Okay, and our next one we have is soul, also known as hip-hop soul. Hip-hop soul is a subgenre of complimentary R&B music most popular during the early and mid-1990s, which fuses rhythm and blues, gospel singing with hip-hop musical production. The subgenre had evolved from a previous R&B subgenre, New Jack Swing, which had incorporated hip-hop influences into R&B music. By contrast, hip-hop soul is, as described, the encyclopedia of African-American music. Quite literally, soul singing over hip-hop grooves. The genre was most popular during the mid-1990s, with artists such as Mary J. Blige and Josie, TLC, R. Kelly, and Montel Jordan. By the late 1990s, hip-hop soul would lead to the creation of neon soul, which retained the hip-hop and R&B gospel influences, which also added elements of classic 1970s soul music. That's cool. Hip-hop soul, that sounds very cool. Soul music can be very calming as well. I find it calming because sometimes it can be just like something smooth. Soul music's really smooth usually. The next one we go on to is called disco. Disco is a genre of dance music containing elements of funk, soul, pop, and salsa. It achieved popularity during the mid-1970s to the early 1980s. Its initial audience in the U.S. were club goers, African-American, Italian-American, Latino, and psychedelic communities in Philadelphia during the late 1960s and early 1970s. Disco can be seen as a reaction against both the domination of rock music and of dance music. By the counterculture during the period, it was popular with both men and women from many different backgrounds. The disco sound has soaring vocals over steady 4-on-the-4-foot beat, an 8th note or 16th note hi-hat pattern with an open hi-hat on the offbeat, and a prominent electric bass line. In most disco tracks, stirring sections, horns, electric piano, electric rhythm guitars create a lush background sound. Orchestral instruments such as the flute are often solo. Melodies and lead guitar is used less frequently. Many disco songs are used less electric synthesizers, particularly in the late 1970s. Okay, everybody, I'm going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will be talking about the Billboards, the Billboard Top 100, the R&B Hall of Fame, and we will talk about favorite artists and stuff. So I hope you guys enjoy this song by Drake. It's called One Dance.
On your ways, front way, back way, you know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Everybody, I am back. once again, this is DJ Dams, and you are listening to the Boombox Show, where music enhances your soul. We are talking about R&B music, and we are talking about all the great things about it and what it is mainly about. So we are going to go on to, as we continue our show, we are going to go on to what the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame is. The Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame is the official Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Is an independent organization honoring historical preservation of rhythm and blues, gospel, jazz, and hip-hop music culture. It was founded back in 2010 as the official R&B Music Hall of Fame museum. Its name was changed in October 1st, 2014, and it is the official name of the it changed into the official Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame museum on June 13th, 2016. Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, the project was founded and developed by sports entertainer and entrepreneur Lamont Showboat. Founder of Robinson Global Sports and Entertainment LLC. Robinson is a player / owner of the Harlem Clowns and a former player for the Harlem Road Kings. Robinson's love for R&B and soul music began at an early age. He would often attend music practice sessions with his music uncle, a house band member at Leo's Casino. In Cleveland, Ohio, nightclub. It was one of the premier clubs in Midwest during the 1960s for R&B, jazz, African-American comedians such as Red Fox, Flip Wilkerson, Richard Pryor, and Mumm's Mumbly. Otis Redding's a last live performance on December 9th, 1967 was at Leo's. This love inspired him to start collecting memorabilia and artifacts that reflect the history of the rhythm and blues era. Robinson collected many of these exclusive and rare items while traveling all over the world to play basketball with the Globetrotters and other teams. Realizing that his collection had grown to a size worthy of a museum, he wanted to share or donate some of his collection to an officially recognized location. However, he was unable to locate a place that exclusively displayed, celebrated, and collected information about the great accomplishments of R&B artists besides the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in his hometown, Cleveland. While donating some items of the Rock and Roll Hall, he realized that a lot of the well-deserving R&B artists will never be given the type of recognition or honor that they deserve. He then decided to pursue creating such a place, acquiring the support of friends, some of which are R&B and jazz musicians. After years of planning, a mobile museum debuted in February 2012, an annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony followed, honoring artists, non-musical individuals, venues, events, and anything that has influenced the world of R&B music. A permanent physical museum was ultimately planned. That's cool. It all came from that one guy. That one idea, you know? That one idea. Hey, I'm going to make this just like the Rock and Roll does, or just like so-and-so. I believe R&B artists deserve more recognition as well, because I feel like with that type of lyrics, R&B music and soul music is more deeper, and it's more about how the person is feeling rather than just telling a story, you know? Okay, the next thing we're going to go on to is the Hot R&B Songs of 2016. At the moment, at number one, we have Starboy from The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk. Number three is One Dance by Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla. Number four is Needed Me by Rihanna. And number five is Controlla by Drake. And number six is No Limit featuring Usher featuring Young Thang. Number seven is Do You Mind by DJ Khaled featuring Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, and August Alsina. I love that song. That song is really cool. If you have a chance, go on and listen to that song. It's got a mixture of R&B and a mixture of rap in it. It's a great song. I really like it. And I think it's just so cool. The music video is pretty cool too, if I'm being honest here. The next one we have is at number 9, we have Fade by Kanye West. Number 10, we have False Alarm by The Weeknd. And number 11, we have Hold Up by Beyonce. At number 12, we have CRZY by Kehlani. Number 13, we have Gangsta by Kehlani. Gangsta is also featured on the Suicide Squad soundtrack. Suicide Squad is a movie that currently came out, and it's actually pretty cool. It's based on kind of like superhero bad guys. The next one, at number 14, we have Love Me Now by John Legend. And number 15, we have again the Queen, Rihanna, at Must Be Love on the Brain. Okay, next we are going to move on. We have some legends that are left out as counted the one of the top artists of Motown, like one of the greatest, the best people of Motown. And we have a couple here. We have Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, and James Brown. The audience that Motown and R&B appeal to are the young and older adults. I feel like a lot of young adults can relate to R&B a lot, and I feel like the older folks can appeal to Motown because that's more of like in their generation. Like they grew up with that type of music, and then the younger generation also grew up with a lot of the more modern R&B, and they can relate more than that to that, more than relating to Motown, because Motown is, like I said, more for the older folks, and I feel like that not many people can relate to Motown too much because it's kind of more of like a funky kind of like older style of music rather than the more modern stuff that is more like has to do with like heavy beats and stuff like that. Okay, now we go into one of my favorite parts where I introduce to you people some of my favorite artists. We're going to start off with the man, the legend that I just talked about, is Stevie Wonder. Stevie Lynn Hardway Morris was known by his multi-instrumental, a child prodigy. He is considered to be one of the most critically, commercially successful musical performers of his time, of the late 20th century. Wonder signed with Motown's Tamla label at the age of 11, and he continued performing and recording for Motown into the 2010. He has been blind since shortly after birth. Among Wonder's works are singles are such as Superstition, Sir Duke, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and I Just Call to Say I Love You, and albums such as Talking Book, Inversions, and Songs in the Key of Life. He has recorded more than 30 U.S. Top 10 hits and received 25 Grammys, the most ever awarded to a male solo artist, and has sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the top 60 best-selling music artists. Wonder is also noted for his work as an activist for political causes, including his 1980 campaign to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a holiday in the United States. In 2009, Wonder was named a United Nations Messenger of Peace. In 2013, Billboard magazine released a list of the Billboard Hot 100 all-time top 100 all-time top artists to celebrate the U.S. Singles Chart's 55th anniversary with Wonder at number 6. In his early life, Stevie Wonder was born in Saginaw, Michigan in 1950, the third of six children of Calvin Junkins and Lula Mae Hardwin. He was born 6 weeks premature, which along with the oxygen-rich atmosphere in the hospital incubator, resulted in retinopathy and prematurity, a condition in which the growth of the eyes is aborted and causes the retinas to detach, so he became blind. When Wonder was four, his mother left and his father moved to Detroit with his children. She changed his name back to Lula Hardway and later changed her son's surname to Morris, partly because of relatives. Wonder has retained Morris as his legal surname. He began playing instruments at an early age, including piano, harmonica, and drums. He formed a singing partnership with a friend, calling themselves Stevie and John. They played on the street corners and occasionally at parties and dances. During his career from 1961 to 1961, when age 11, Wonder sang his own composition, Lonely Boy, to Ronnie White of the Miracles. White then took Wonder and his mother to an audition at Motown, where CEO Berry Gordy signed Wonder to Motown's Tamla label before signing producer Clarence Paul gave him the name Little Stevie Wonder. Because of Wonder's age, the label drew up a rolling 5-year contract in which royalties would be held in trust until Wonder was 21. He and his mother would be paid a weekly stipend to cover their expense. Wonder received $2.50 a week, and a private tutor was provided for Wonder on his tour. Why don't we listen to one of Wonder's most famous songs? I'm sure most of you people have heard it, and it is called Superstition.
Yeah.
everybody. I am back. Again, this is DJ Jams. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about favorite artists from R&B. And I've been talking about Motown a little bit as well. The next person we are going on to is Al Green. Albert Leon's Al Green. Al Green was born April 13, 1946, often known as the Reverend Al Green, is an American singer and songwriter and record producer best known for recording series of soul hit singles in the early 1970s. Including Take Me to the River, Tired of Being Alone, I'm Still in Love with You, Love and Happiness, and his signature song, Let's Stay Together, inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. Green was referred to on the museum site as being one of the gifted people in soul music. He has also been referred to as the last of the great soul singers. Green was included in the Rolling Stone list 100 greatest artists of all time ranking at number 65. Al Green was born in Forest City, Arkansas, the sixth of 10 children born to Cora Lee and Robert G. Greeny. Al began performing with his brothers in a group called the Green Brothers. At around the age of 10, his teens, after his religiously devoted father caught him listening to Jackie Wilson. In high school, Al formed a vocal group called Al Green and the Creations. Two of the group's members, Curtis Rogers and Paul James, formed an independent label called Hotline Music Journal in 1968, having changed their name to Al Green and the Soulmates. They recorded The Backup Train, releasing in the Hotline Music. The song was a hit on the R&B charts. However, the group's subsequently follow-ups failed to chart, as did their debut album, Backup the Train. While performing with the Soulmates, Green came into contact with Memphis record producer Willie Mitchell, who hired him in 1969 to be a vocalist for the Texas show with Mitchell's band. Following the performance, Mitchell asked Green to sign with his record labels. Now we're going to listen to one of Al's very famous songs. I actually love this song. I feel like this song is really good. And it is called Let's Stay Together.
I'm so is all right with me, 'cause you make me feel so brand new. I want to spend my life with you. Me say you seen, baby, since we've been together. Ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be the times are good, the bad. storm breaker. Oh, you turn around and make up. I just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? It's being around you is all I see. Is what I want to do. And we ought to stay together, loving you.
Hello, everybody. I am back. And now we are going to move on to our next artist. And his name is Chris Brown. I actually like Chris Brown. I personally don't like him as a person, but I do love his music. His music is actually pretty cool, and he dances and he sings, and it's pretty cool. Christopher Maurice Chris Brown was born on May 5th, 1989. Is an American singer-songwriter and rapper, dancer, and actor. Born Tamaka, Virginia, he was involved in his church choir and several local talent shows from a young age. Having signed with Jive Records in 2004, Brown released his self-titled debut studio album the following year. It peaked number 2 on the U.S. Billboard charts and was later certified double platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, selling an overall 3 million copies worldwide. Within his first single, Run It, peaking atop the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, Brown became the first female artist as a lead singer as a lead since Diddy in 1997 to have his debut single top the chart. His second album, Exclusive, in 2007, spawned his second Hot 100 top hit, one, Kiss Kiss. In addition to With You and Forever, the album was also certified double platinum by the RIAA. In addition to his solo commercial success, Brown has been featured on several singles such as No Air, a duet with Jordan Sparks, Shorty Like Mine with rapper Bow Wow, and Shawty Get Loose alongside Lil Mama and T-Pain. The songs have peaked at number 3, number 9, and number 10 on the Billboard U.S. Billboard Hot 100, respectively. Why don't we listen to one of these songs that I love of his? It's called Don't Be Gone Too Long.
I dug a single seed into the ground. I hope it grows. Grows in a year or two. If you're around, you'll see a rose. Rose, light me up and keep me hidden somewhere that you can find me. On a train to Paris, going nowhere. Draw the bridge behind me. Be gone too long.
Okay, the next one we are going on to, and I think this one is a great one to be on. He's also known as the King of Pop, as people would say. His name is Michael Jackson. Michael Joseph Jackson was born August 29th, 1958. Through June 25th, 2009, was an American singer-songwriter, record producer, dancer, actor, and philanthropist called the King of Pop. His contributions to music, dance, and fashion, along with his publicized personal life, made him a global figure in the pop culture for over four decades. The eighth child of the Jackson family, one of whom died in infancy, Michael made his professional debut in 1964 with his elder brother Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, and Marlon as a member of the Jackson 5. He began his solo career in 1971. In early 1980s, Jackson became a dominant figure in popular music. His music videos included those of Beat It, Billie Jean, and Thriller from his 1982 album Thriller, are credited with breaking racial barriers and transforming the medium into an art form and promotional tool. The popularity of these videos helped bring television channel MTV to fame. Jackson's 1987 album Bad Spawn spawned the US Billboard Hot 100 number one singles I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, Man in the Mirror, and Dirty Diana, became the first album to have five number one hits. That's awesome. On Billboard Top 100, he continued to innovate with videos such as Black or White and Scream throughout the 1990s and forged a reputation as a touring solo artist. Through stage and video performances, Jackson popularized a number of complicated dance techniques such as the robot, the moonwalk, to which he gave the name. His distinctive sound and style has influenced numerous of artists and various music. We're going to, in honor of Halloween, I thought this was going to be perfect to be played. I am going to play his popular song called Thriller.